1.3.
Today, I'd like to speak about intelligence. First, I'd like to discuss how intelligence is measured, because I think that this is a good place to begin to think about how we define the term. I'll begin with a brief history of intelligence testing. The traditional view of intelligence was based around the IQ test. IQ stands for intelligence quotient. Quotient just means number, a way of measuring intelligence. It was devised in 1912 by the German psychologist William Stern. It was a way of measuring children's intelligence. Nowadays, it's used to measure the performance of both adults and children. The IQ score is a prediction of where the individual is compared to other people. Now, have a look at this graph. It shows the distribution of IQ amongst the population in general. The horizontal axis here shows IQ scores ranging from 40 here on the left to 160 on the right. The vertical axis shows the percentage of people who have that IQ score. It ranges from 0% to over 2.5%. Now, you can see from this curve that the average IQ is 100, represented here as the highest part of the curve. So, just over 2.5% of the population have an average IQ. There are fewer people with IQs over 110, 120, and so on, and very few with IQs over 140. At the other extreme, here, you can see, similarly, that few people have IQs of less than 80, for example, and very few less than 60. Now, what does the shape of the graph remind you of?
What do you think, a bell?
Yes, that's right, a bell. The shape of the graph is like a bell, and that's the reason it's known as a bell curve. However, many people think that this view of intelligence is very limited.